how much fun is that?
It's very fun because we have the opportunity to do something that only one team is happy, you know, to achieve in the end of the year, and that's obviously the Super Bowl. But we're in a position where we want to be. Like I said before, people counted us out coming into the season last year, every year I've been here. So it doesn't matter what people think about us. We understand that. We're going to go forward.
What's changed in the last couple of weeks that all of a sudden this team from 3 weeks ago and seemed like it couldn't get any lower, now you guys are rolling?
Execution under pressure. You look at the things that separate us last year. We lost a lot of close games. I mean, we lost a lot of close games this year. I think the largest margin was, I'd probably say 15 that we lost by this year or whatever. But, I mean, those close games are the toughest games that you have to, you know, obviously execute in. And you look at Santana making big plays on third and one. We didn't have that. We had to, you know, come into the season, the worst percentages on third down the last 2 years. And, you know, we're still, you know, we're not where we want to be, but guys are making plays. And it's not, you know, I'm not going to say it's just because of the quarterback. It's not just because of Alfred. It's a collective, you know, collective understanding of what's trying to be done. And it's not about, you know, the seven guys up front in the run game. It's about the receivers. And that's what guys are starting to understand, that the receivers are the ones that make the plays go, because you know what you're going to get out of your linemen.
You guys had the two games in 5 days, and obviously the two wins is sometimes hard to wait like 10 or 11 days after that to kind of get back at it. Or is that good because you were able to not only rest your bodies but rest your mind, almost like an extra bye week?
I think I look at it as an extra bye week just to recover and stuff. I mean, the history of this team is we have a lot of injuries, you know, and I think anytime you're allowed to, you know, basically recover, refresh your minds, get away from the game during the season, you have a better chance of, you know, trying to achieve your ultimate goal. And that's just how I feel about it. Obviously, everyone has a different opinion, but I feel when you get away from the game, guys come back fresher and you're not so worrisome about, oh, man, I messed up on this play last week. I don't want to do it again this week. Well, we had 2 weeks off to, you know, we had 10 days off to think about this play that we ran last week. What are they going to do to it? Okay, this is what I'm going to adjust to it, you know. So just time off to understand is, you know, the biggest thing.
I know you're not going to take credit for it, but you know, just watching tape back in Dallas, I thought it was one of your best games blocking, if not your best game blocking in a lot of different instances. Do you feel that way looking back, if you're honest?
Honestly, no. There's a lot of times where I was lunging. I don't know. I just feel like I need to do a better job just staying on people. You know, it's whether my guy falls off 15 yards down the field. I thought Carolina was one of my better games blocking, but now, just being honest with myself, I probably grade myself at a 70 out of 100 for that game. You know,
I guess I'm a bad grader.
Oh no, it's not that I'm not trying. It's just I don't know what it is, to be honest. I'm trying to make plays, and maybe I'm trying too hard in some instances. But whatever, we'll get better. We're winning.